This recording is for educational purposes only. The name brand products referenced are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or mitigate any disease or illness. Health testimonies represent the personal experiences of the individuals and should not be viewed as medical advice.
Give me a moment, if you would, today to climb up on my soapbox for a minute. I heard an advertisement literally a week ago, and I thought it was an April Fool's joke. And here's why. Because I heard an announcement. I forget where it was. It hit me out of the blue, and it was an announcement for a new drink by Pepsi-Cola called Pepsi Prebiotic Cola. And I thought, this can't be real. This can't be real. And, of course, what they were doing is they were talking about how this was going to be like this essentially new revelation of Pepsi, you know, launching a healthy beverage, okay? They basically are putting prebiotic fiber into Pepsi and marketing it as a gut health conscious beverage. And some of you are probably in the same headspace that I was at when I saw this. I'm like, this is ridiculous. I'm like, this can't be people buying into this. This is not possible. Now, I have to remind myself, I know a lot about health and wellness. So I'm blessed to have all the knowledge that I've gained over all these years. And many of you probably listening to this are also maybe in that same space where you're thinking, prebiotic fiber to a soda? We thought sodas were bad, and they are. They're still bad for us. So let's dive a little bit deeper into this, because not only do I want to dispel why this is not anything close to a health beverage, I also want, of course, talk about what we can do to make sure that we're taking care of our guts in a very safe, healthy, smart, and responsible way. So what is prebiotic Pepsi? According to their website, it's a new drink containing 3 grams of prebiotic fiber in a nod to the consumer trend of prebiotic drinks grounded in a growing awareness and consciousness of gut health. Okay? And what's interesting about it is if you look at the actual facts on the can of Pepsi Prebiotic Cola, you see some interesting things. Number one is there are 3 grams of dietary fiber. Now, that in itself is not bad. You know, as a society, most of us are probably still under-consuming the amount of fiber that we should be getting on a daily basis. But I'm here to also tell you it's not just about the quantity of fiber, but it's also the quality of the fiber that you're getting. That definitely has a bearing on the overall health and well-being of your body. So just getting plain old fiber is one thing, but getting high-quality fiber and fiber that your body really can put to work is a whole different story. So it got me curious. I'm like, okay, 3 grams of fiber in this Pepsi. What are they using for fiber? And they're using something called soluble corn fiber. Now, soluble corn fiber is considered a prebiotic. It's a non-digestible carbohydrate, which is derived from cornstarch. Now, in itself, cornstarch is not bad, but it is frequently used in a lot of highly processed foods to add fiber and sometimes replace a little of the sugar. Okay, it is technically something that can promote healthy gut bacteria. So in its own right, standalone, soluble corn fiber can be helpful. But here's the challenge, and I guarantee, because if it wasn't this way, they would be noting it on their marketing and noting it on the can. Most corn-derived products, including the soluble corn fiber that is found throughout most highly processed foods and is now part of the prebiotic cola that Pepsi Cola has just put out, comes from GMO sourced corn. You know that corn that we talk about, or the crops that we talk about that are grown not just here in the United States but throughout the world these days, that are just completely doused in things like glyphosate and other chemicals and pesticides and herbicides, right? Yeah, that corn. And on top of it, it's genetically modified. And on top of it, and again, I'm 99% certain that's probably what they're using in this Pepsi, simply because if they weren't, they would probably note that, hey, this is non-GMO, you know, soluble corn fiber. But they didn't note that. So it's probably that type. So imagine we're using fiber coming from fields of corn that have been doused with all these known to be harmful chemicals and pesticides, Plus, on top of it, we're just going to genetically modify that corn to make it even less healthy for the body. And then we're going to add it to soda and claim we've got 3 grams of prebiotic fiber. So technically, the claim is right. But again, this is where source really matters. In fact, if we want to think about it from that perspective, right, we know that one of the major gut disruptors, one of the things that disrupts the inner lining of our gut and our and really kind of has a damaging effect to a great extent on our microbiome is glyphosate. And again, glyphosate is all over modern day farming, especially with GMO crops and especially with anything that is highly processed, you know, agriculture these days. So we know that that's already a gut disruptor in itself. So if we're getting fiber that's really coming from sources that have been either modified genetically and or been doused with these types of chemicals, you have to scratch your head and wonder how much benefit are we actually getting from that fiber. And as we look further at that can, we also notice something else that wouldn't surprise us. While there's less of it, it is loaded with cane sugar, 5 grams to be exact, of added cane sugar. Now again, cane sugar is not necessarily bad in small amounts, but we know that it is not good for gut health, okay? And it's definitely something we as a society consume way too much of. In fact, probably one of the reasons we have so many health issues as a society, including gut health issues, is because of our overconsumption of sugar, okay? And again, cane sugar is really just refined sugar, okay? It sounds better on the label, but it really is just refined sugar. And again, nothing wrong with sugar inherently, but again, for most of us, we need less of it, not more of it. And it can, in fact, negatively affect the gut bacteria, okay? So if you have a high intake of cane sugar or other added sugars that are, again, found in a lot of highly processed foods and beverages, it can reduce what we call microbial diversity, right? So it reduces the amount of species of the microbiome. It can also harm the beneficial bacteria that is in our gut, the good guys that we want to keep around and we want to keep more of them, and it can contribute to the inflammation and increased gut permeability, also known as leaky gut, okay? So we know that just consuming sugar in general, especially refined sugars, is not good for gut health, but yet here we are looking at a soda that's got 5 grams of refined sugar in it combined with what is obviously not a great source of fiber. And again, we're pitching it, or Pepsi is at least, as a gut health beverage. Now, here's the other thing that we have to keep in mind is just like all sodas, one of the other things that's a main ingredient is phosphoric acid. Now, phosphoric acid also is generally not considered good for gut health and may actually harm it because it's really acting in soda as a synthetic preservative. And while certainly it contains some phosphorus, which is a necessary mineral, excessive consumption of this type of acid, especially which is common in sodas especially, can definitely trigger digestive issues and will also lead to reduction in those beneficial gut microbes, okay? So again, we know that if we have too much acid in the body, especially coming from a source like phosphoric acid, it can reduce that microbial diversity again, and it can definitely rob us of potential nutrient absorption because excessive phosphoric acid can hinder our ability to absorb essential nutrients, things like iron or magnesium or zinc, okay? Here's the big one, and most of you who love X2O are clearly in the know on this one. It's the acid. It's that increase in acid in the body which affects our overall pH balance, okay? If you are more acidic more often, there are many things, as most of you probably already know, that don't go well in the body, especially over a long period of time. So by drinking a soda that's supposedly a gut health beverage, we're adding a lot of acidity. As many of you know, the typical soda falls somewhere around 2 to 2.5 on the pH scale, extremely acidic. And again, that doesn't bode well for long-term good gut health either. So again, I thought it was a joke. It's not a joke. It's real. The saddest part about it is a lot of people who are in the world who don't understand what maybe you listening in today understand is that these are not ingredients for good gut health, okay? It can be marketed and pitched any way they want, but at the end of the day, this is not going to be supportive of gut health. So what can we do? Well, let's actually look at something from a prebiotic perspective that really does improve the gut health and improve and support overall microbiome diversity and support what we call the rebuilding or the fortification of the inner lining of the digestive tract in your gut. And that is a product like your Zyome 365. How does that differ from so many of the things on the market, especially in this case, prebiotic Pepsi? Well, number one is we are not putting something in the body that is acidic. Your Zyome 365 is not an acidic beverage. That, number one, helps a ton. Number two is there is no added sugar. There's no cane sugar. There's no added sugar to this beverage on purpose because, again, we just talked about sugar is not generally considered good for gut health. So why would we add sugar to a gut health-related beverage? It makes no sense. Sadly, even in the kombucha category, which is, again, a gut health beverage, a lot of people consume it, one of the things that they've had to do in the kombucha category is put added sugar into a lot of their products because the taste of it without sugar is pretty horrible, and most people don't drink things that taste pretty horrible. So even in the gut health beverage of kombucha, where many people consider that a pretty solid way to support gut health from a beverage perspective, they're still using added sugar. So obviously we don't do that in the Zyome 365. But what else do we do in Zyome 365? We're not using any GMO ingredients. We're certainly not using any ingredients that would be doused with chemicals like glyphosate or other herbicides or pesticides. How do we know that? Because in that product, you've got 25 organic ingredients. And again, I'm not going to go through all, but you know, we look at the organic superfood blend that's in there, things like organic beetroot and raspberry and organic cranberry and strawberry and carrot and blueberry and pomegranate and on and on and on, right? So we've got some amazing organic, non-chemical, treated fruit and vegetable extracts in here. Plus, in addition to that, we've got one of the oldest, most researched and studied strains of probiotics in there called the Bacillus coagulans, SNZ for short, 1969. That is a powerhouse nutrient. Plenty of clinical research and data on that product. In addition, we have two other researched and clinically researched and data-backed ingredients. And one is called the baobab fruit, which is called Fibris. That's the brand name of it, which is also a very well-studied prebiotic fiber. And then you also have Aneva, which comes from the acacia trees. It's an acacia gum. It's organic as well, also well-researched and studied. So here you have something that when we add it to the body responds. It's not loaded with anything that would be challenging to the gut or the gut health. It's not loaded with anything that's chemically treated or doused in herbicides or pesticides. It's also something that doesn't come from GMO source. It's 25 organic ingredients and something that makes a significant difference in supporting your overall gut health and microbiome balance. So why am I bringing that up today? Not because I didn't think, if you're listening to me on a regular basis, I'm pretty much assured that you're not one of those people that's going to go out and run out and buy the prebiotic Pepsi. You already are in the know. You know that's not good for you. But sadly, a ton of people who think they are trying to be healthy with their gut might mistakenly think that this is the way to go. And it's up to us as those who know better to teach others how to do better. And this is where you get to have a conversation with somebody about something like the prebiotic Pepsi and say, let me show you a better way. And certainly, if you're not one of those individuals who's using the Zyome 365 as part of your regular routine, even if it's just a few beverages a week, it's certainly a great way to shore up and make sure that your gut is not only in good health, but your microbiome as well stays in good, healthy stead. So I encourage you, don't fall for the marketing gimmicks out there like prebiotic Pepsi, and don't let your friends or family members do the same thing. Instead, take advantage of something like your Zyome 365 and give your gut the kind of nutrition it really needs, it can put to use, and it really craves. So with that, Mr. Tim, I'm going to turn it back over to you.
Man, Ken, I'm going to have to go home and throw out my two cartons of prebiotic Pepsi. You just ruined everything. How silly is that? I mean, it's really not silly. It's really sad. But next thing you know, Coca-Cola will be coming out with a probiotic Coke, you know. So, hey, Ken, I appreciate all that information there. And, man, I'm thankful for Zyome 365. I use it every day. and I hope all of you are, and along, of course, with the X2O and all the minerals, and just thankful for Ken's research. And Ken, we appreciate you, and we thank you, everybody, for being on here. We'll be on here again next Wednesday, same time. So till then, y'all have a great week.